Walkout. 2018 has become the year of the student walkout. Frustrated with the lack of government action around school shootings and gun control, students from schools across America have organized and participated in walkouts. A walkout is defined as leaving a meeting, organization, workplace, or school in protest of something. The goal of the 2018 walkout participants is to draw attention to the issue of guns in America and prompt government officials to take steps to solve problems associated with guns. As a current student, you may not realize that student walkouts have a long and fascinating history in America. Students may not yet be old enough to vote in elections, but history shows that they can certainly still create meaningful change in society. Farmville, Virginia, 1951. 16-year-old Barbara Johns grew up attending schools segregated by race. In Virginia, black and white students were sent to separate and unequal schools. By the time Barbara reached high school, she was fed up with inferior school conditions. Her school was overcrowded and underfunded. Students didn't have the space or the supplies they needed to learn. Classes were held in tar paper shacks, and the school district never fulfilled a promise to build a better building. Barbara organized all 450 of her classmates, delivered a compelling speech, and convinced them to walk out in protest of their school conditions. This walkout led to a Supreme Court case that eventually became part of the historic Brown v. Board of Education Supreme Court ruling that declared school segregation unconstitutional or against the law. Los Angeles, California, 1968. Mexican-American students in 1968 Los Angeles faced frequent mistreatment at school. They were not allowed to speak Spanish at school, and the lessons and textbooks ignored Mexican-American history and culture. Schools were kept in poor condition, and students were barred from using the restroom during lunch. Teachers and counselors did not encourage Mexican-American students to go to college. Instead, they directed them towards manual labor jobs. The students became fed up with the inferior conditions of their school and with continued discrimination based on their ethnic background. The walkouts began at Garfield High School. Hundreds of students walked out chanting, "Viva la Revolución!" The police were called and organizers were arrested, but the walkout soon spread to nearby schools. 22,000 students walked out over the course of the event and inspired many Mexican-American youth to become more active in the larger Mexican-American movement for equal rights. This movement is often referred to as the Chicano Civil Rights Movement. Chicano is a word some Mexican-Americans use to describe themselves. It became a popular term during the 1960s to show pride in their culture. Student participants went on to found the Chicano Studies Research Center at the University of California in Los Angeles. Are walkouts allowed? As student walkouts are becoming popular yet again, many students and teachers are wondering if a walkout breaks school rules and if students can or should be punished for participating. Students should know what the Supreme Court, the highest court in America, has said that students have the right to express their political opinions in school as long as learning or safety is not disrupted. However, the court did not say students have the right to leave the school building. So students should be aware that leaving school for a walkout could earn them the same consequences as just skipping class. Regardless of the possible consequences, we have probably not seen the end of student walkouts in America. Students will likely continue to use this strategy to get involved in important political issues that affect their lives.